following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. It's 9:07 here in Central Texas, and you're listening to the Money Makeover Show, where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. Time to call in with your questions, comments, concerns about your financial life, your insurance questions, your investment questions, your 401k questions, your real estate questions, anything to do with money questions. Got a toll-free number so that you can call us anywhere in the continental United States free. We're at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the only show where you have a team of professionals live to answer your questions for you. We discuss real life issues, issues that you may face someday, so give us a call. Got a great big hour of financial power that you can actually use from the Money Makeover team. I'm Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Along with me is Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Glad to be here this morning. Driving in today, I was noticing that there are a few limbs scattered around the area.
I noticed a few parts of signs down and signs bent over, but it's a nice sunny day.
Yeah, so hopefully none of our listeners had any significant damage to their homes or their plants, right, trees, whatever it happens to be. I was surprised because I've had almost very little rain at the house this morning.
We had a lot of thunder and lightning, but we got a little bit of rain, about a half inch, not as bad, but the lightning and thunder, and it was pretty good. But out here, we don't have any internet service in the office this morning. We have phones, but no internet.
We were going to mention that, so if you call the office this morning, you can reach us on the phone. The phones are working, but the internet service right now, at least when we left the office a while ago, was down, and so it's kind of tough for us to get on the internet and look stuff up.
Yeah, it is. So you can't ask us any questions about your accounts right now. I guess we could call the Houston office and look it up, but it'd be a little slower, but it'll get done. So just be patient, and then those lucky kids that don't have, or unlucky parents that can't send their kids to school this morning. So today we got a couple different things. If you heard on the news here, a for-profit college shut its campuses last night.
Yeah, well, there are some repercussions of that we want to talk about regarding this, the college shutting down and parents and students and how they might be affected by that other than there are no classes.
Yes, that has to do with student loans and how that works. Also, if we, I want to get into, I've had this article for a while. It's discerning when it's time for assisted living with your mom or dad or your spouse. When is it time, or what are the red flags that come up that say, well, maybe it's time for assisted living and not stay at home anymore?
We get those questions quite often because, you know, you have to have certain things you want to look for, whether it's mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or whoever it happens to be, and you have relatives you're concerned about. There are certain things that you need to be on the lookout for to try and make some what are really important life decisions.
Yeah, and usually they're not big things, but they can. But we'll touch on that one, too. But the student loan thing and the thing shutting down is interesting topics. Plus, since it's coming down to the end of the school year, and if you got a senior, there's some things you may want to consider doing senior, you're too late. A junior would be the time to start looking ahead for that FAFSA form and so on. And then if we have time, we'll do some 7 Habits of Highly Effective Retirement Savers. But most of all, we'd like to talk or discuss what you're interested in. And the only way we can do that is you have to tell us.
Yeah, maybe the storm last night prompted some questions regarding property. Who knows?
That's right. So if you don't want your voice on the air, you can start dialing right now. We'll speak to you during the commercial break that's coming up. Our phone number here is 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Bob, whenever Monday comes, Bob, whenever Monday comes. Would you like to be a member of a club where you can swim, play golf, and enjoy social activities with family and friends? The Burnham Country Club's membership drive is going on now with some openings available at each level of membership. The annual golfing membership includes golf, swimming, and clubhouse activities. Or choose the social membership or just a swim membership. Find out more online at BrenhamCC.com or call 836-1733 today. Enjoy the summer more with a membership to the Brenham Country Club, 3 miles east of Brenham on Highway 105.
Boss has office products for less. Boss has a wide selection of items in stock at great low prices, all available for free next business day delivery. Jump aboard their We Buy Local campaign and start saving today. When you buy local, your dollars stay in the local community, supporting the local economy. Tired of spending your valuable time price shopping or trying to search for the best deal? Boss has discounted pricing on over 35,000 items, not just a few to lure you in. Buy local. Choose Brenham Office Supply, 304 West Main in downtown.
Since 1936, we've seen many changes in Texas. Back then, a car cost about $700. Eyeglasses cost under $4. But some things haven't changed. You've probably had your eyes examined by a Texas State Optical doctor. For 75 years, the doctors of TSO have delivered quality eye care to more Texas families than any other provider. We've cared for generations of Texans, as well as we will care for your family. The doctors of TSO. Celebrating 75 years of caring for the eyes of Texas.
TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
Design 2 is a proud supporter of the Brenham community and of the Mayfest celebration. And as a Mayfest champion sponsor, Design 2 has donated all the food for the Mayfest opening picnic. It's Design 2's way of helping to ensure the continued success of the Mayfest. You can help too, just by your attendance. David Fulshinsky and all the employees at Design 2 hope to see you at the May Festival and coronations at Fireman's Park on Saturday and Sunday and at Saturday's parade in downtown Brenham. Design 2, 1200 South Austin in Brenham.
For 125 years, Brenham has celebrated Mayfest. German costumes, German music and dancing, German food, and German soda water. Hear what's going on even when you're not there when you tune in to KWHI 1280 during the Saturday Parade and the May Festival on Saturday and Sunday. These live broadcasts and reports are brought to you by Computer Helper, the Barnhill House, Tegler Toyota, Wellman Insurance, Citizen State Bank, Cruzy Village, and Brenham National Bank. Enjoy yourself the German way at the Brenham Mayfest.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. Thanks for joining us. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the country store, right around 9 to 10 a.m. to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name is Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. We wanted to talk about student loans today because in the news, if you listened at the top of the hour, Corinthian College System announced that they would be immediately closing. They shut down 28 campuses, leaving 16,000 students in limbo about the future of their education. What does that mean? That means there's some big problems coming on here.
You don't hear about that very often, colleges shutting down.
No, overnight shutting down. So you were in college on Friday, but Corinthian colleges, I haven't seen those in
evidently,
the area.
There's
here.
A lot of them in California, evidently.
Yep. So they had some mostly college campuses, and then they also had some online. Mm-hmm. Most colleges have online learning. So what happens now? You borrowed your money from the government. It said in the newscast that the Corinthian colleges got $1.2 billion from government loans, from student loans from students. And they're out of business now.
Well, it does raise some financial issues for a lot of those students, I imagine. Most education, college education nowadays is funded through some type of loan program. Mm-hmm. College has gotten so expensive, it's unusual to find anybody who can just pay for it with cash.
Yeah, or work their way through.
And so student loans. And so, you know, kind of what's going to happen to these students? 16,000 students now who went to class Friday, now on Monday they don't have class to go to.
And they paid for it. That's the thing. The other, not only that, but the other part is if the college closes down, how are their transcripts going to get transferred to wherever? So, but the money end would be the discerning part.
Yeah, because, you know, we were talking about that during the break. What happens to these students and the student loans that they took out? Because the college, for sure, got the money from
the government,
from the government on all of these student loans. And so these students now have these loans that they took out. The college received the money. The college is now closed. Do the students have to repay the college loans?
Yes, they do. What it probably becomes, and this will shake out in the months and weeks and months to come, is that they're a general creditor along with everybody else creditors of the college, because the college would owe them a refund of their unused money, unless there's something in the contract says, you know, there's no refunds, but I don't know. But that's a tough, I mean, you borrow $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and all of a sudden you still owe it and you don't get your education. Oof.
Well, imagine how hard it must be for the seniors.
Yes.
At those colleges, because they've been going to school there for, this would have been their fourth or fifth year, depending upon, you know, how much they've been doing in the way of classes. And now they're getting ready to graduate. This is April. College graduation is what?
Mid-May.
A couple of weeks away. And now they don't have a college to graduate from. And they may have $50,000, $100,000, $150,000 in student loans that they have to repay. So it's going to be interesting to see how all of this pans out. And so, you had mentioned at the top of the show, Doug, that this is the time of the year when a lot of people start thinking about college next fall. Mm-hmm. You want to get started as early as you can. Generally, freshmen and sophomores aren't concerned too much about where they're going to be going to college, freshmen and sophomores in high school. But by the time you're a junior, you need to be thinking about that.
But you need to have it pretty much zeroed in on that one. We have on our website, we got a link to a college counselor, a private college counselor named Sandra Steele. She's very good, but she always likes to start when you're a freshman to figure out what classes do you take, freshman, sophomore. And by junior, you basically got your college's one or two choices zeroed in on, and starting to look for money now to pay for it.
Yeah, because one of the advantages of using somebody like that is they know where money is available and they know what the colleges are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We've used the example before, but she was able to place somebody who had a particular interest. I think it was like playing violin.
Yeah, he was violin. His mm-hmm. dad was a bull rider, but he played the violin.
Mm-hmm.
Neat kid, though. And she was able to find a college out east, gave him a full ride. Full ride.
That they didn't even know the college existed. And turns out it's one of the better colleges in the country when it came to that type of education. And they were looking for students like him. And that's the thing that you have to remember when it comes to picking a college, is the colleges are looking for certain types of students also.
Yeah, they want a diversified group of students there. And so that they, once you get past the Tier 1 schools, which that's what she called them, Tier 1, not necessarily because they got better education, they just got better name. It'd be like those Orange Longhorns and the Aggies and Baylor. Those are where everybody just kind of wants to go. Where the next level down are some very, very good educational institutions, and they're looking for quality kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's you need to start on that as a junior.
And, you know, the Carinthia College System program that shut down, that illustrates the importance of picking a quality school.
Yeah.
You know, how important that is, because if you're going to be taking out student loans or financing your education, you want to be able to get through it.
Yeah, so that's getting some guidance and help is a big plus, because what I heard on the news on that one, on the Carinthian College System, is that the Department of Education fined them $30 million for
whatever.
Yeah, impropriety, whatever the deal was. And so they shut down.
Because they didn't have the $30 million.
They didn't have the $30 million, yeah. So that get some help on. That's the first time I've heard of a college shutting down, though, too. That's kind of scary. That's a big event.
That is a big event, and it's unusual, I think, to have a college shut down like that. I suppose that it does happen periodically, but it's a really unusual event because they have the funding, you know, either through loans or whatever, to keep the college going.
Or they would merge with another college system, maybe.
But since we're talking about college, one of the topics we wanted to cover this morning is student loans. And we've talked in the past about the fact that starting in January, the FAFSA form, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, is available, and you can start completing that. And that's what the colleges use to determine how much money you qualify for in the form of grants, loans.
It's the same form for every college. So every college looks at it, but each college determines themselves how much money they're going to give out.
That's correct.
So it's not like, okay, if you score a certain amount or income, you get X amount of dollars. No, each college determines, and there it goes back into what we're talking about. Colleges are looking for different kinds of students.
And, you know, grants don't have to be repaid, so it's always nice to qualify for those grants.
Those are the best.
But if you're not able to qualify for a grant, then depending upon what the financials on the FAFSA form indicate, you qualify for a certain amount of loans. And the thing to remember about that is that word, it's a loan.
Yes.
And college loans have to be repaid.
They never go away.
They never go away.
Even if you go bankrupt, they don't go away.
And so I wanted to talk about repayment plans on student loans, because student loans have become such a big part of family finances for individuals or couples when they graduate from college. How are they going to repay those loans? And the standard repayment plan is just basically a 10-year repayment plan where you repay those loans over a 10-year period, and it's a fixed interest rate and
fixed payment
for a 10-year period. But there are some exceptions to that. There is a repayment plan that's income-based, but it's a little bit trickier on income-based, because if you are able to repay based on your income, the way that it works is they will determine what you can afford to repay based on your income. And so you make those payments for 10 years, and at the end of 10 years, if the loan isn't paid off, then the debt is forgiven.
Ooh.
So income-based repayment plans can be beneficial. The caveat to that you have to understand is at the end of that repayment time period, if you have income-based payment plan, if the debt is forgiven, Guess what you get?
A 1099 taxable event.
It's a taxable event, absolutely. Because you got the use of the money to pay the college, and so it's still a loan. And if during that 10-year period the total loan has not been repaid, then at the end of that 10-year period, if they forgive the debt, then you'll get a 1099. And we had talked, you know, a couple of weeks ago about all the different types of 1099s you can get.
Yes.
And this is one of them.
Okay, in your article there, or the research you did on that one, do you have to apply every year for that income base?
You're going to have to show them what your income is, absolutely.
Because I'm thinking the idea here is you went to school to get a good education so you can get a good income stream, and you would think in 10 years' time your income would be a lot higher in years 8, 9, and 10 than it was in 1, 2, or 3. So I would think that they would change that as you increased your income.
Yeah, and the thing about it, too, is there are some degrees that you get where when you graduate, in the early years, you're not going to be making very much money. But later on, you may make a lot more money. These income-based repayment plans don't make much sense for people who make a lot of money, because you get to the end,
and you got to pay it.
There's no debt to forgive.
Yeah.
Because you repaid it all because it's based on your income. So you may have higher payments than somebody who just had a fixed income or a fixed payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful when it comes to trying to repay these student loans based on income. But, for example, let's say physicians and attorneys can have significant student loan debt when they graduate. Yes. And in their early years, they may not make much money. But over time, they'll make a lot more money. Mm-hmm. And so for them, it may make sense to go on an income-based repayment plan because they're not making very much money to begin with.
Yeah,
and then at the end, if the debt hasn't been completely paid, then the debt will be forgiven. Now, there's also one that's very interesting for those people who go to work for a government or a qualifying nonprofit institution.
Hmm.
It also is an income. You can do an income-based plan for these people. And again, this would have, you know, you're talking about doctors or people who go to work for government institutions. They can do an income-based payment plan also. But if you're a doctor making lots of money, it wouldn't make much sense to do it again.
No, it wouldn't, because you're not paying it anyway. You'd be paying a bigger payment, because usually the interest rates are real low on student loans.
But if it's an income-based repayment plan and you're working for a qualifying nonprofit or a government entity, and what's interesting about that is you do go on the income-based plan at the end of the time period, at the end of the 10 years, if the debt hasn't been paid off, the debt is forgiven.
Okay.
And you don't get a 1099.
Oh.
And so they make it attractive for people who are employed by government or by nonprofits. Makes it attractive for them because they feel like that's a public service you're doing with your job by working either for a nonprofit or for a government entity. You're serving the community.
And usually, if you work for a nonprofit, you don't make
as much.
You don't make a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
So I never knew that income.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. This is an article from the Financial Planning magazine talked about all the large debt that students are taking on when they graduate, and there are different payment options when it comes to repaying those student loans. And so if you are in medical school and you graduate and you go to work for a nonprofit hospital, there are a lot of nonprofit hospitals.
Yeah, that's right.
Depending upon what your income level is, you may be able to do an income-based repayment plan, and if at the end of the time period you're still not making a lot of money, the debt's forgiven, and you don't get a 1099 for the debt forgiveness.
Yeah, but I sure hope you're making more money after 10
years. That's the idea.
Otherwise, you didn't do well in school, in all likelihood. But
for government entities also.
Yeah.
Because a lot of government jobs are not high-paying jobs.
Especially on the front end, when you first start.
And within 10 years or however the time frame is on the income-based repayment plan, to have the debt forgiven then and not get a 1099, that's a significant financial advantage that somebody else would not have available to them. And so you need to consider that when it comes to repaying those student loans, because, again, that is a significant debt for a lot of individuals or couples who have graduated from college, and you need to explore what your options are.
Yeah, and you need to do that before you finish, graduate.
You need to start thinking about it, absolutely.
So those are some good tips there. The other thing that came across me, it's like it's a debt, and you're making payments on the debt. It's a low-interest debt, so should you ever pay it off in advance?
Well, we can talk about that a little bit, because we didn't talk about the refinancing options.
That's right.
Available for student loans, and there are some refinancing options available. We can talk about that and when it makes sense to go ahead and pay that loan off.
We're coming up on a break now. If you've got a question or a comment or a topic you'd like us to expound upon, the only way we're going to know that is you need to call us. And if you don't want your voice on the air, we're coming up on a break, so you should probably start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant, Craig Montana running the studio. You're listening to The Money Makeover Show, worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Schubert Firearms is a personal experience in shopping. We offer new and used firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Schubert Firearms is conveniently located at 2202 South Chapel Hill Street, Brenham, in the Schubert Sheet Metal Building. Call 979-277-2665 or 512-592-1888. Visit us on the web at SchubertFirearms.com.
Are you building or remodeling? Keep your money in Washington County. Call Ladco Construction Company, Incorporated at 979-830-0734. Ladco Construction has been in business for over 30 years and guarantees a quality job from start to finish. Want to build a new home? Need to add on? Or do you need a new building or upgrade for your business? Here's the number to call, 979-830-0734. Ladco Construction does residential and commercial building and offers sawmill services. Call Gary at 979-830-0734. Ladco Construction. An avid supporter of the youth of Washington County.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber, and with winter bringing the cold weather and heavy winds and rain, it's time to prep your home. Woodson Lumber has weather stripping and foam sealants to keep out the cold that will help you keep your heating bills lower. We also have great prices on insulation and storm doors to help keep the heat in and the cold out. And don't forget to pick up a space heater to efficiently and quickly warm any size room or shop. Get ready for winter with a quick trip to Woodson Lumber Company, where for over 100 years your dream starts here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington. Woodson
Lumber. MIC Group, a master manufacturer with its two locations in Brenham, is a Tier 1 supplier providing precision machining, electromechanical assemblies, and complete turnkey solutions to its customers worldwide. With global headquarters in Brenham and with international locations, MIC Group continues to be a leader in the manufacturing field. MIC Group is a proud supporter of Brenham High School athletics and supports local students' efforts to excel in all areas, whether in academics, sports, music, or drama. Along with their team members, MIC Group says, "Go team!"
When you're sick, you visit your doctor. When you visit your doctor, he prescribes medication. When your medication comes from the big box store pharmacy, you have to park far away. When you park far away, you have to walk a mile for your prescription. Don't walk a mile for your prescription. Use Kenjura Pharmacy in Brenham, where you can park right near the front door. They'll fill your prescription quickly and accurately with time left over to visit a while if you wish. Kenjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. No one wants to walk a mile when they're feeling bad.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck.
Do you need maintenance on your trailer? The Truck Center offers preventative maintenance on all types of trailers, large or small, to keep you safe and to save you money down the road. Plus, you can get DOT and safety inspections on your trucks, motorhomes, campers, and trailers. The Truck Center is your one-stop shop and Brenham's full-service truck repair facility with certified mechanics on duty serving small and large trucks and trailers. Come see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5:30.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Good morning and welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. We're here to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, along with Jamie Keys, Chartered Financial Consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Give us a call at the office and come in for your free review. If you've got questions, you got concerns, we run into a lot of people that they're thinking of retiring. You need to come in about 2 years in advance and when you think you might retire, because there's a lot of things that need to be done. Or like this, we've been talking about student loans, college loans, and you want to come in and how does this fit in with the rest of your finances? Is there something we can do differently? So come in for that free review. Our internet's down at the moment. Hopefully it's back up again, but our phones are still working at the office, so you can call Sharon or Brent or Doug Shoppe. Our office phone number is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Or just come on for that free review, get a second opinion. You want some input on how should you set up your 401k or IRA plan? Come on in.
Any type of questions you might have regarding your financial life. What's interesting about it is when you come in, you're generally going to meet with more than one of us at a time.
Yes.
It always helps to have two brains working on it rather than one. But you're going to hear about a lot of different things that you may not have been aware of if you had not come in for that free review.
Yes, it's a good time to start a relationship. We're always looking for long-term relationships. Also, if you've had some didn't catch all of this show about the student loans and then different ways to pay for them, there are podcasts, which means you can go back and listen to the show on the KWHI.com website, and you could look under it, it'll say student loans on it. Or you can look at listen to any prior show that we've had with the different topics. So you can go by the website at KWHI.com and listen to the previous shows, or you can go by our website at moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com, and you can check out the articles, the newsletters. There's a learning tab. You can get the calculators, figure out, since we're talking about paybacks on 10-year loans.
This past weekend, I used the calculators several times trying to figure out loan payoffs and mortgages and different things. So it's a very useful tool. So, yeah, make sure you go by the website at moneymakeoverteam.com.
And so, yeah, and that then brings us back to student loans and interest rates.
Yeah, we're talking about repaying those student loans because that is one of the most significant loans an individual or a couple are going to be facing in their financial life, because they have to be repaid, generally speaking. Well, one of the things that you have to consider is, what is the interest rate? And, you know, what I've seen is this is fairly typical. This is an example from the article, this was somebody who graduated from law school, and they had $150,000 in debt at 7% interest.
Ooh.
7% interest is fairly common for these student loans. You may have somewhere between a 6 and 7% interest rate on those student loans. Well, turns out that a refinancing option is available, and those are available through some other institutions. SoFi is one of them. Common Bond is another. There are a lot of refinancing places you can go to for student loans. And this particular individual, who is a law school grad, was able to change his $150,000 debt at 7%, all the way down to 2.6%.
Yeah, so that's refinance. Just like refinance a mortgage, because that's what it is. You mortgage your education there, and 7% is pretty high.
That is pretty high, but that's pretty standard for these student loans. And so one of the things you need to consider is, are there outlets available to you where you can go and see if you can refinance that student debt? Maybe you may have loans with several different places. Maybe consolidate all of them into one at a much, much lower interest rate.
Yeah, see, but those of you who have old student loans, some of those are in the 4% range. Mm-hmm. Those, I would say, not necessarily pay those off. But the 7% one, there's cheaper money out there. I mean, you can buy cars cheaper than 7% loans.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that brings up the next question that we get is, well, should I go ahead and pay off my loan if I have the funds available? It depends.
It depends. That's it. It depends.
If you have a 7% loan and you have money in a savings account earning 1% or less, are you better off letting it sit there earning 1% or less, or are you better off paying that 7% loan?
That one, number one, is keep your cash reserve.
Absolutely.
So that's first. And then, okay, we're talking money over and above your cash emergency fund. Well, let's see, you're earning less than 1% and you're paying out 7, probably better off paying it off in that regard.
Yeah, because that's a guaranteed 7% return.
That's right.
And most of you don't think of it in that way. You don't think about the interest that you're paying on debt as a rate of return, but it actually is, because it's costing you 7%. If you pay it off, you're getting 7% return on that money, because you don't have to pay that 7%. And so those are the kind of things that you have to look at when it comes to student loans. So we've talked about the ability to have debt forgiveness if you work for a government entity or a nonprofit. We talked about income-based repayment plans. We've talked about refinancing to try and get that interest rate down. So there are a lot of options available that you may not have been aware of when it comes to repaying those student loans.
So that's what we help people do in that free review. So you can come on by call first, I guess, would be better. So make sure that we have some time available. Come on in for that free review and see how all that fits into play there, because we could help you kind of determine, should we pay it off? Should we not pay it off? Should we increase payments? Should we try and do something else on that one? And it doesn't just have to be for student loans. It could be, most often, it's the mortgage on the house. And that, because there's usually a split decision in the family. Should we or should we not? But it also determines on how safe is your income. You know, right now in central Texas, there's been a lot of oil-related layoffs.
There have been.
And so if you counted on paying off your mortgage and you lose half your income in the family, well, all that money you've been putting into the house, you can't get back out again. So there's different things to look at, and that's why we offer a free review or a second opinion. You can call our office at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903, and talk to Sharon or Brent or Doug Choppy and set up that free review. Okay, the next one is one that we'll get started on for a while, but this is something that, as we are maturing here,
affects more families than you're probably ready to admit.
We're running into this more and more now, because we've been in the financial services industry or financial planning industry for 3 decades plus now, Jamie and I and Tony. Yeah. So we've seen a lot of things, and there's more and more of this coming around. And the term is assisted living / long-term care. So got a nice article here on, it's a wellness magazine, and it has to do with discerning when it's time for assisted living. How do you know when it's time? Well, what do you look out for? What are the red flags? With your spouse, with mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, what do you look for?
Yeah, what are the warning signs?
Yeah.
And them just disagreeing with you isn't one of them.
That's right. That's right. So life is full of little choices and monumental decisions. Deciding when it's time to move a loved one into an assisted living situation is that's a huge decision. That's a life-changing decision. But a few things to consider whether it's time to make the move or not. Some basic red flags. We got basic red flags, physical, social, and financial. And then some real serious ones. But the basic ones, is your loved one more accident prone? Has he or she fallen or had a medical scare or gotten into a fender bender lately? I mean, that's nothing major. I mean, that happens to a lot of people, fender benders. Or you also hear a lot of people falling and breaking the hip, too. That's pretty easy to decide going to assisted living.
That's a major fall.
Yeah, that's a major fall, but just accident prone.
Yeah, if that isn't in their history, if you notice that they seem to be having a lot more accidents than they used to, that's something to,
be aware of
it, yeah.
Also, does it take longer to snap back from an illness or a simple head cold? You know, the head cold or flu hang on there for weeks and weeks and weeks? That's a possible basic red flag. If they have chronic health conditions, have they worsened any? That's another little red flag. And then the other one is having trouble managing daily activities such as dressing, shopping, cooking, doing laundry, managing medications. Now, just those are some basic red flags. None of them by themselves are enough to say, oh, yeah, we better move Grandpa into the assisted living, but things to be aware of.
And all of those together, you know, when you take a look at that, those are kind of warning signs that maybe something's gone, maybe something's not.
Yeah.
Because all of us get older.
That's right.
You know, we can't avoid that. And, you know, as we get older, our physical skills diminish.
That's the next group of red flags. We're talking physical red flags. Mm-hmm. That was the basic one. Now, physical things that maybe keep an eye on. Does he or she, do they look thinner? Are their clothes a little baggier? Sudden weight loss could indicate depression or trouble with shopping or cooking or any number of illnesses. So are they looking thinner and thinner, or the clothes are looking baggier? Because most people don't want to say that I need help. No, they're just not going to say it because they don't think they do.
Right.
But that's one physical red flag. Another one is, does she or he seem frailer? That's a objective. I mean, there's no hard and fast, but they just seem frail. more frail, more unsteady, or unable to balance. Kind of that's they're
teetering,
teetering or accident prone, falling, or having trouble rising from a chair. Another one. We're coming up on a break here. I'll continue on with a couple other of these, but these are just some warning signs. Is it time to take a loved one to consider assisted living? So right now we're coming up on a break. If you've got a question or a comment and would like to have your voice off the air, you can start dialing right now at 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show worldwide on the web at moneymakeoverteam.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Sitting on a dock or a bay, wasting time.
Got hard work? Get it done with a Bobcat compact track loader. Big results in a small package. Right now, Bobcat of the Brazos Valley has a limited time offer. Purchase a new Bobcat compact track loader and receive 0% financing for up to 60 months. Or skip the financing for rebates up to $5,100. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Get started at BobcatOfTheBrazosValley.com. Rebates vary by models with approved credit. So restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Has a hail played havoc with your roof? If you've sprung a leak during these seasonal rainstorms, call J&A Roofing at 277-0625. Your local roof specialist in Brenham. J&A Roofing specializes in composition, shingle roofs, tar and gravel, and metal roofs for residential and commercial buildings. With J&A Roofing, you'll get the latest in roofing materials like the Space Age Roofing Liquid Rubber for Metal Roofs and expert installation. Call J&A Roofing at 277-0625 for your free inspection and estimate. That's J&A Roofing in Brenham. Call 277-0625.
Welcome to Billy Fowler's Real Estate Corner. Properties are selling quickly in our Brenham Spring market, so if this one sounds appealing, call me right away. A wonderful two-story home on a very quiet residential street, absolutely perfect move-in ready condition, almost 2,500 square feet of stunning living space, beautifully landscaped front and backyard, covered front porch, master suite on first level, priced at $289,000. This one won't last. Call Billy Fowler, 979-251-4566. BrenhamRealEstateHomes.com. Come take a look. You're going to love what you see.
Brenham Rest Home and Rehabilitation is adding to their team of compassionate health care professionals with certified CNAs, all shifts, a full-time dietary cook split shift, and RN and LVN charge nurses. Apply in person at 406 Cottonwood in Brenham. Recognized by the National Research Corporation as their 2013 Excellence in Action Award winner for workforce satisfaction, Brenham Rest Home is an incredible place to pursue your career. They offer the most up-to-date range of health care services, including full private Medicare and Medicaid beds. See their website at BrenhamRestHome.com.
Wondering how to keep organized and ahead of the game this year? With a new computer from PCS. Norris Pruitt Professional Service has been in Brenham for 15 years doing business as PCS. With the best on-site services even before all the big box stores arrived. He has new and reconditioned systems with non-stop services. Check out the reconditioned Dell system laptop with dual-core Intel processor and Windows 7 at a great low price. Norris Pruitt Professional Services, PCS, in Brenham. Call 979-421-9888.
Hi, this is Jamie Rankin, and I want to invite you to join us for the first annual Mayfest Royalty Run on Sunday, May the 3rd. The 5K will kick off at 8:30, quickly followed by the Kids 1 Mile. Registration is open at active.com, but you can also get the link through the Mayfest website and our Facebook page. All proceeds go to CASA for Kids, so please be sure to check us out. The first annual Mayfest Royalty Run on Sunday, May the 3rd. Hope to see you there.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
There we go. Get this day started. You know, I was just picturing in my mind Tarzan doing the Tarzan yell and breaking into the chicken dance. How's that work?
Those don't fit there, but okay. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team. Thanks for joining us today, especially if you're a first-time listener. We're here for you on Mondays and Wednesdays right after the Country Store around 9 to 10 a.m. to help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you your family, and your business. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Give us a call at the office and come in and schedule that free review or get your second opinion. We were talking about student loans earlier today, and then also we're talking about red flags on looking for, is it time to move a loved one into assisted living? Maybe it's time for you to look at your financial life. But give our office a call and come in and schedule that. It's free. We'll go over, you'll meet with at least two of us and go over the questions, financial lives, things that you need to be aware of. Most of the time we talk about things that you didn't think about or ramifications that didn't come across. Or better yet, what questions do I ask? That's where we come in a lot, especially Social Security or 401k or retirements or IRAs. What questions am I supposed to ask? And that helps out quite a bit. So our office phone number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Our offices are right across the north side of the courthouse, right downtown Brenham. Or if you'd like, you can meet us in our Galleria office. We're on St. James and San Felipe. Easy to get to, just outside the Galleria, but sorry, we don't meet with anybody on Friday afternoons. That's just
the
bear.
Traffic is too bad.
That's just the bear. But we've got Houston offices, we got the Brenham office, and we do business in got clients in 17 different states. So we got you covered on that one. We were talking before the break about discerning when it's time for assisted living, some basic red flags, and then we're on some physical red flags. Some of that does your spouse and or mom or dad or grandpa or grandma, do they look thinner? Do they seem frailer? Now, this one, has they put on weight? And that could be due to injury or diabetes kicked in or dementia. Doesn't remember eating, so they eat again and again. Or maybe lack of money and they're eating more processed foods, fast foods. Also, another physical red flag. Do they smell unbathed? Poor personal hygiene habits may come from memory trouble, depression, or physical ailments. They just don't get around to cleaning themselves as much. Or it's too hard to get in and out of the tub or the shower or whatever it is. Also, another physical red flag is, does their hair and or makeup look all right? Are their clothes clean? Going from collared shirts to sweatshirts may mean they lack the dexterity for buttoning or has trouble managing an iron or ironing board.
And we should point out that any one of these things may not be alone by itself be enough
right.
to warrant worrying about it. But any combination of any
several of these,
several or more, and you know, you have to start thinking about, you know, more of these things we need to be concerned about.
Yeah, can they take care of themselves? Sometimes you get arthritis in your fingers, it's trouble buttoning mm-hmm. your shirt, but it doesn't mean you can't take care of
right.
mentally. Some other social red flags now on things to watch out for. Does he or she still get out together for lunch or go with friends, or are they recluse? Do they visit with neighbors or participate in religious activities or other group events? A lack of socialization could be a sign of depression. So have their habits changed quite a bit? Now, I also realize though, a lot of seniors don't like driving at night, and I understand that because it's harder on the eyes sometimes. And so that isn't it. But if they miss their daytime activities, that's a little red flag there. Have they abandoned a favorite hobby? Have they let their club membership go or their library card going unused? If they used to go to the library all the time, they don't go anymore. These are unrelated reasons for cutting back, but dropping out of everything is another sign of depression. So that's something to just be aware of. And then how long has it been since they left the house? Maybe that they no longer drives or afraid to take public transportation. That's okay. A move to a retirement home would mean regular organized outings. So that's if they're afraid to drive, that's a major deal. But in assisted living, they have events that happen all the time.
And we should probably make the distinction, too. I mean, these are all good things to be aware of as far as red flags go, whether they be medical, physical, or social. Those are all different things that, you know, red flags. And, again, any combination of those maybe need to be concerned. But also, too, there is a difference between assisted living, nursing home care,
right.
in-home care. Those are all different options that are available depending upon how much care is needed.
Yeah, and that's kind of the main point we're getting to on this one is it you don't have to go to an assisted living place because it's not necessarily inexpensive. But if you had, I know we've had several people over the years, clients, that we just had somebody come in two, three, half a day, 4 or 5 hours a day to make sure that the bills were paid, their medication was done, you know, everything was okay. And that works too, because most people like to stay in their home. They want to go someplace else, but some people do. A lot more social activities in assisted living.
Well, that's what I was just going to point out, because some of those things you're talking about when it comes to social, if they're widowed or a widower, sometimes they just get lonely, which can lead to some of these warning signs that we're talking about, and they'll resist wanting to go out of their own home because that's their place.
Yep.
But what we find out, and we just had this come up in the last couple of weeks, somebody ended up going to an assisted living facility simply for the social activities that were available to them.
Yep.
Because now they got to be around other people they could communicate with. Mm-hmm. They could be around friends. They had organized activities, as you had mentioned, Doug, and they ended up saying, you know, I should have done this a long time ago.
Yep. One other thing to watch out for, especially on the financial end, if they start seeing a lot of thank yous from charities, because charities are notorious. When you give it to them once, they send it again and again and again, and they may be forgetting that they already sent money there.
Right.
And so every time you, I know this personally, every time you send a charity something, you get a thank you with a, how would you like to contribute more with an envelope to go back again?
Right.
So be aware of that, because that can drain your finances real fast too. So those are some things to just be aware of on your mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, and
siblings, whoever.
Whoever. So come on in for that free review. We'll help you with your financial strategies, get your roadmap together. You can call our office here in downtown Brenham at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And we've been very fortunate meeting a lot of people, and it is free. The only thing it will ask you is if you're happy with the information you got, is that you will tell somebody else about the radio show, because we have no advertising budget to promote the show. It's here to help you. So we'll be back here on Wednesday. My name's Doug Neal, certified financial planner, along with Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.